From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. After years of debate over a major German memorial to the Holocaust, construction finally began this fall in Berlin. But another controversy is now threatening to delay the project. A chemical coating that was designed to protect the memorial from graffiti is produced by a German firm that made the cyanide gas used to kill Jews. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Degussa is a major German chemical company. During World War II, a Degussa subsidiary made the poison gas Zyklon B and delivered it to the Nazis, who used it to kill Jews. For Alexander Brenner, president of Berlin's Jewish community, Zyklon B is still powerful.
It is a symbol for the murdering of the millions of Jews, for all the victims, not only for the victims. It's a symbol of the Holocaust.
Enough of a symbol, he argues, that an anti-graffiti coating made by Degussa today should not be used to protect the thousands of concrete slabs that will make up Berlin's new memorial to the Jews who were killed in the Holocaust. The Holocaust Memorial Board agrees and has decided to stop using the Degussa product. The memorial's architect, Peter Eisenmann, says the issue sparked a good debate that ended in a bad decision.
I think it is allowing us to be held hostage to history. And, you know, had I thought that this was an issue, I would never have gone into this project in the first place.
At the memorial site, work continues on an underground information center. Those who argue Degussa's sealant should be used say the company has an outstanding record in confronting its past and paying for it. In a news release concerning this controversy, Degussa notes there are Jews among their thousands of employees. The company helped start a foundation to compensate Nazi victims. Foundation spokesman Wolfgang Gibowski says it's not fair to single out Degussa.
We have to ask, where do you start the discussion and where do you finish it? Where is the sand coming from out of these monuments are made? Where is the cement coming? All German companies in the Nazi time in World War II were involved in the Nazi regime. All German companies, not only Degussa.
One question this controversy raises is how long does guilt last? Michael Naumann is a former minister of culture and now co-edits Die Zeit, a major newspaper. He says the Memorial Board's decision to not use the Degussa product is by extension a judgment against even young Germans who work at Degussa today.
Why should anybody who was born 30 years after the war feel guilty for the horrible things that company produced? Do you think it shouldn't have joined it? In that case, the majority of the Germans actually should emigrate from Germany because the whole country was involved.
German Vivi Eichelberg, who lost 32 cousins, aunts, and uncles in the Holocaust, knows Degussa is not the only company that once worked with the Nazis. But she also knows Degussa's subsidiary made the gas that may have killed her relatives.
Wenn man also Geräte kauft von Siemens oder von Krupps oder von...
If you buy products from Siemens or Krupps or take the German train, you also know that these companies were involved in transportation or labor camps. But my limit is Zyklon B. It's a very personal thing. I imagine that a lot of my family members were killed by a product made by Degussa. I just can't reconcile that with the memorial for the victims of the Holocaust.
A spokesman for the Memorial Foundation says the Degussa product was chosen months ago because of its high quality and because the company offered it at half price. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.